Blackstone Audio presents Quantum, Einstein, Bohr, and the Great Debate About the Nature of Reality by Manjit Kumar. For Lamba Ram and Gurmeet Kaur, Pandora, Ravinder, and Jasvinder. Prologue. The Meeting of Minds. Paul Ehrenfest was in tears. He had made his decision. Soon he would attend the week-long gathering where many of those responsible for the quantum revolution would try to understand the meaning of what they had wrought. There, he would have to tell his old friend Albert Einstein that he had chosen to side with Niels Bohr. Ehrenfest, the 34-year-old Austrian professor of theoretical physics at Leiden University in Holland, was convinced that the atomic realm was as strange and ethereal as Bohr argued. In a note to Einstein as they sat around the conference table, Ehrenfest scribbled, "Don't laugh. There is a special section in purgatory for professors of quantum theory, where they will be obliged to listen to lectures on classical physics 10 hours every day." "I laugh only at their naivete," Einstein replied. "Who knows who would have the last laugh in a few years?" For him it was no laughing matter, for at stake was the very nature of reality and the soul of physics. The photograph of those gathered at the 5th Solvay Conference on Electrons and Photons, held in Brussels from 24 to 29 October 1927, encapsulates the story of the most dramatic period in the history of physics. With 17 of the 29 invited eventually earning a Nobel Prize, the conference was one of the most spectacular meetings of minds ever held. It marked the end of a golden age of physics, an era of scientific creativity unparalleled since the scientific revolution in the 17th century, led by Galileo and Newton. Paul Ehrenfest is standing, slightly hunched forward in the back row, third from the left. There are 9 seated in the front row, 8 men and 1 woman. 6 have Nobel Prizes in either physics or chemistry. The woman has 2, one for physics awarded in 1903 and another for chemistry in 1911. Her name? Marie Curie. In the center, the place of honor, sits another Nobel laureate, the most celebrated scientist since the age of Newton, Albert Einstein. Looking straight ahead, gripping the chair with his right hand, he seems ill at ease. Is it the winged collar and tie that are causing him discomfort, or what he has heard during the preceding week?